Welcome back to another episode of Vanguard Radio. I'm your host, J. Richard Jones. Today we're going to tackle the topic of training and upskilling. And we start with the question of, okay, so you've trained your staff. So what? How do you measure the return? How do you know that you got value? Joining us are special guests, Caleb Walker, who is Chief Strategy Officer from With You, With Me, and Major General Rupert Jones, retired. We're going to talk about capstones. What's the value? How are they used? And how it can help. So, gentlemen, good morning and welcome to the show.
Thanks, John. Thanks for the invite.
Hey, and good morning, good afternoon from the United Kingdom.
Oh, thank you so much. Mr. Jones, why don't we start with you first, for the benefit of our listenership and readership, as well as our sister audience through Canadian Government Executive, because I think they're going to have interest in hearing this podcast. What exactly is a capstone and how is it used?
Well, Caleb will be better placed to give you the kind of technical definition. But to me, what a capstone does, it's a practical demonstration between the prospective employee and the employer of skills. And in this case, we're talking about digital skills. So it's an opportunity for the young man, the young woman, maybe not so young, to demonstrate the product of their learning, if you like, by giving a presentation and demonstrating their skills. I'll come back to the kind of value of it in a second. But Caleb, hey, come in and give me an even better technical definition.
No, that's exactly right. Organizations use it as well for their internal staff. And we've done that in a variety of government departments in Canada, UK, and Australia. I mean, Health Canada, the military. What they would typically do is they would give you a practical problem that they have to solve every week, every day. And then the team not only has done all the learning, but then they solve that practical problem. They deliver a solution. And it's to prove that, you know, they can actually deliver using the environment, using the testing, using the training that the organization requires. And so, you know, it can be used a variety of different ways. I guess if you're trying to hack into a problem or do like more of a cyber solution, sometimes it's called hackathons. If you're trying to build up an app or build up a data solution, maybe it's called a practical capstone, but it's really a practicum that shows, hey, I learned all this stuff, and here's me proving it, which is pretty powerful.
Well, to me, I'm going to take a little step back here. Within the government sphere, there's two things going on. You have a lot of outsourcing going on for digital services, and then you have the training that departments are paying for. And it's the question of, what did I get for my money and how is it applied? And it sounds like this methodology is demonstrating the proficiency and actually having it applied in a real practical kind of way. If that's the understanding of this, and if I've got it correct, then you would be able to see real ROI over time on this. Is that correct, Mr. Jones?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. You know, I think things like digital skills, digital talent, even if you're quite expert at this, it's hard to visualize. You know, when you place a requirement and you get a prospective workforce and they upskill, but it's quite hard for me, the prospective employer, to really visualize what is it I've asked for. And oh, by the way, has the person who's running for the role, have they actually got the skills and the experience that I want? And one of the great things about capstone is it brings the whole thing to life. It's a real demonstration of their ability, their potential. So I can see, even though I can't quite picture what it is I've asked for, because it's kind of digital, it's almost in the computer, and yet this person is bringing it to life in a kind of very real and alive, interactive manner.
What are some of the examples that you can share with us in the UK and how this is being successfully implemented?
Well, so, you know, Caleb will touch in a minute on how With You, With Me specifically have used this, but I'll just give you the kind of almost the Caleb and I both come from a military background, and that's got a strong ethos in the firm. You know, this idea is used by lots of people, of course it is, but it certainly has strong legs within the military. So the military would typically, whether you're training an individual or a team or a really big team to go overseas, we would put people through the training, but to confirm that they've got the skills that we hope they've got, we would put them through the equivalent of this at a big level. We would call that a mission rehearsal exercise. And it's a demonstration back to the chain of command in the case of the military that we really are ready for what's to come. You can't do that by sitting down and just talking to somebody. You can't do that with a written exam. So the military would put their individuals, their teams, through this kind of practical demonstration of what they now know, what they've learned. So Caleb, I'll pass to you for how with me have then used this in the digital space.
Yeah, thanks very much, Rupert. And it's actually something that we probably didn't do enough of the last couple of years. But it goes two ways. It's one, it's for the employee to understand skills they now have, and to show the organization that they can solve that problem. Which, you know, the feedback is from one of the employees in particular. It was a Lieutenant Navy in the military. They're like, I didn't know we could do that. And so it's actually making it easy for them to know that they can actually do this as a team, or how do they can solve the problem. And it's the same thing for the leaders in the organization as well. If they need to actually see the practical capstone to understand what the organization's capable of actually doing. And sometimes we're pretty hard on our leaders, is that they would somehow know every single technology update or every single capability that's going on right now. But they're pretty busy. And so they actually need to see, for an example, a Power BI solution in the UK Army, the Lancers, which is they built out a data solution where they're able to just bring in all this different information for the commanding post. And then the leader's like, I didn't even know we could do that. I didn't know that was possible. It's the same thing for when you start building up different apps. It's just demystifying it. And so it's, you know, not only are you able to prove, you know, you've done the training, so what, now what? But then it also makes it easier for the leader to start thinking, I'm going to use that for this now, or I want to use that capability and that for that. And so they actually becomes a bit easier for them to deploy the assets, which, to be honest, is exactly like a mission rehearsal. Like, once the leaders or the task force commander sees what the team can do, then they start thinking about, like, in their playbook as a quarterback, like, how am I going to use this to solve the problems in the future? And so it just really helps, because, like, as Rupert has said, you can't just have a bunch of information on a Word document, like, oh, they've got 5 years experience this, or they got 2 years experience, or they have this skill. That doesn't really translate to, like, how am I going to, like, work on this now? But once you've seen a few visualizations and videos or demonstrations of the skills, then you're starting to think, okay, this is how we're going to get solve this problem in the future.
It really sounds like capstones are a very important tool for the training, especially when training now, a lot of it is done remotely. So it's making it real, but I heard you also say, Caleb, it's giving inspiration for solving other problems or how to apply some of the training that comes out of it. That's vital. And I think in private sector and public sector, a lot of executives would like to hear more about this. It's not that some of the premises are all that new, but I think it's the way that it's being applied and it's organized. It sounds like you're having some great success. I'd like to ask you, Caleb, is this assisting with attracting new talent and retention? Is it building a positive team environment as well? Because this is an issue, attracting the right talent and keeping them, right?
Yeah, it's exactly. It helps the new talent understand what's expected of them. And so they feel confident after they've done the capstone, they've delivered it, they've answered the questions. And so they feel like they're going to actually contribute to the team, which is critical. But like, it also makes it a little bit more fair and easier for the poor IT manager. That's like, you're like, hey, put it together a job description for me on what this person is supposed to do. And the IT manager is like overwhelmed. Like, what do you need out of me? Like, what am I going to put onto this Word document so that I can answer all the questions so that you somehow find the right person? And so what we've been able to do is by sending the capstone video to the IT manager or to the teams, their answer really is usually, yeah, I basically need that. That's what I need. I need someone that can do that thing, and maybe this extra information. And so it makes it so much easier for both the onboarding internal to the organization, because then they know what they're getting, and it makes it easier for them to translate what there is, and it makes it easier for the person coming into the organization, because then they can prove to an actual capability that they can do it, and so they can be and it's no different from what we would do to get ready. Like, if you were to explain, like, what do you need for an entire task force to deploy to like Iraq or Afghanistan? Like, it's like what are you going to write down? Like a million, like, but inherently the leaders will know what they need. And they're like, that's what I need. I need like that last mission rehearsal. I need you to adjust it slightly. And that's what I need. And it's trying to make it the very, very complicated capabilities that you're trying to deliver, like, manageable, and you can visualize it.
Caleb, how well is this program being received in Canada? What kind of feedback are you getting?
It's going well. We didn't do it well enough last couple of years, and we would just give the training and not really follow up. But we've quickly worked out, like, no, we actually have to prove and show the value to the organization and to help the organization drive. And I guess the real... The feedback I got actually was from a lieutenant colonel from the infantry that was he's an ex-parachuter, but he's like, explain to me why we need digital. Like, I put him on digital training, so what? And which was a great question for him to ask, because he's like, I need like a way to show that it adds value. And it's no different for him, right? Like, he doesn't just go put people on a parachute course and then he never talks to them ever again. Like, he's usually putting them onto a parachute course so that they can build up a parachute capability, like a jump company or a battalion, and they're all supposed to deploy it. And so, like, he's trying to drive the training to build a capability. And so with that insight we got from him, we said, okay, this is what you're supposed to actually deliver. And this is what it looks like. And then that way the training is scoped for an output. And so for both the cyber realm, for power apps with the Army cadets, and then, you know, as well, the Navy is actually looking at doing, the Canadian Navy as an example, is actually looking at doing an entire capstone where they take their own personnel to build up a recruitment app because they're interested in that problem space and they want to prove that it's what's in the realm possible. But then it makes everyone more interested in the training. It makes them more focused on the training. And then it adds value to the organization as well. So that like, you know, we're doing it across several departments, but that would be examples of what we're doing in Canada.
That's a great example. Mr. Jones, as an executive, you know, there's a lot of challenges that are going on. How do you see the use of capstones solving some of these challenges? Where have you seen it applied successfully?
Yeah, I mean, I think you can look at the macro situation. You know, all of our working environments, no matter where you are, public sector, private sector, it's just getting more and more complex. The pressure on our executive leaders is getting tougher and tougher. And overlay onto that, We are, you know, living in more and more uncertain times. It almost sounds trite to say that, but strategic shocks are hitting our senior leadership, you know, on an almost monthly basis, putting them under huge pressure. What I think you see quite a lot of is senior executives then seeking to over control, doing everything themselves. And in doing so, they're failing to exploit the power, the potential of their teams. And what a capstone is all about is empowering an individual. And all teams are better when you let the initiative, the creative juices flow. So if you allow a young man, a young woman through a capstone to really get under the skin of something, they will do a better job than you ever can at the executive level. They've got the imagination, they've got the time, they've got the drive, and that allows the executive team to step back and look at the strategic picture and lead properly. And ultimately, therefore, what it allows is everybody to do their job to their full potential, and the sum of the parts as a result is greater.
It's empowerment, really, in a team building way, right?
It's exactly that. It's about empowerment. It's about delegation, which is, you know, is we all talk about it. Everybody talks empowerment. But if I'm honest, a great many leaders, senior executives don't do it. They draw back up and they go down to the level that they're comfortable with. And in doing so, they stifle the organization. They disempower the great people they've got working for them. You know, we all want to be empowered. We all want to be given responsibility. And when people are given responsibility, 99 times out of 100, they go further than you think they're going to. They impress you more and more the more you delegate to them.
That's a great point. For the benefit of our listenership and readership, the topic of capstones, this is the first of an ongoing series that we're going to be reporting on with our guests from With You, With Me. You can look forward to hearing more about this. I want to kind of give the last word to you, gentlemen. In terms of capstones, we'll begin with you, Mr. Jones. How do you see the benefit of capstones as we address the need for digital training in the future? What kind of value would you place on it?
So I think these kind of twofold. I think most people recognize that kind of today's recruiting system doesn't work for anybody very much. It's not very satisfactory for the employer. It's not very satisfactory for the prospective employee. CVs, interviews, they're monochrome. They don't really get to the heart of the issue. What you begin to get with a capstone is you get under the skin of the process. And a capstone is a fundamentally positive experience, whereas I would say a CV and a interview is actually a negative. It feels like a test. A capstone is an opportunity. And what it allows the individual to do is to really, frankly, show off, to walk the walk, to dance, to show their teamwork, to demonstrate their personality, their confidence, as well as all the digital techniques that they've learned, the skills. But they can really shine a light into what they're going to potentially offer the employer. I mean, that's fantastic. You know, it feels more like an actor going to an audition. Get on stage and do what you do really well.
Caleb, would you care to weigh in?
No, I think what Rupert passed on was right on. Like, capstones are a positive influence to both the people going through them and to the senior leaders. And it happens all the time. Like, over the weekend, I was trying to do a deep dive on what Power Apps could do, for example, what it could do for an organization. And so I actually just went to YouTube, and it was 20 minutes. It was like the top 10 things you can build on Power Apps that might help your organization. And I went through the first three of them, and I was shocked. I was like, why are we not doing this internal to our own organization? And so I immediately sent an email over to our internal train. We have a few people that are available to upskill and Power Apps and build out the solutions. And so, you just don't know what the senior leaders are so busy that they have a hard time understanding what capabilities that I'm building in my organization and how can they help my organization. And so what capstones are supposed to help you do is for you to see the opportunity in your organization and then use it as a playbook to solve your problems. And if you're just putting people through individual courses, it's hard to understand where this could all lead. And so capstones are really supposed to show what you can deploy internal to your organization, like I did over the weekend when I was just looking at Power Apps. And turns out I should be able to take a picture of all the receipts that I use when I'm traveling. And then it is an actual AI function that can read the receipt for me and send it in. And instead, I've been wasting 20 minutes of my day putting in a receipt for no reason. So like there's so much capability out there, but like as a executive, I just can't keep up. But these capstones, I should be able to go to them once a week and see all the cool stuff my staff can do and go, wow, we should be deploying it for this. We should be deploying it for this. And then it takes the executive away from, you know, trying to like drive capabilities to, okay, I want this capability that you just showed me in my organization. And if there's something in my way or something in your way, you tell me and I'm going to get it out of the way because I want to get it moving and make it easier. And so therefore it takes changes the conversation from the executive having to drive everything to them just kicking doors out of the way so that they can drive capabilities in their organization.
Sounds like a great process. I'm all for that. You've been listening to Vanguard Radio. I'm your host, J. Richard Jones. I want to thank our special guests today, Major General Rupert Jones, retired, and Caleb Walker, Chief Strategy Officer from With You With Me. Gentlemen, thank you for joining the show, and I look forward to the future episodes.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, John.
The views, information, or opinions expressed during the Vanguard Weekly Podcast Series, CGE Weekly Podcast Series, Vanguard Radio Podcast, and CGE Radio Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not represent those of Vanguard or any affiliated media products, their employees, or owners. Vanguard Magazine, Canadian Government Executive Magazine, and its affiliates are not responsible for and do not verify for accuracy any of the information contained in this podcast series. This podcast may not be copied or distributed without express written approval of Promotive Communications, Inc., PCI. You may not edit, modify, or redistribute this podcast without consent from PCI. PCI assumes no liability for activities in connection with this podcast or for use of this podcast with any other website, computer, or playing device.